gotta catch the moment slow.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Alicia, and I'm here in the studio with Gonzalo, as always.
Hi.
And this is Indie Trash on 91.5 FM, WMFO. That's Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, thanks for being here. We actually have a really fun show planned for
you guys today. I'm so excited.
It's going to be a really great time. So we're focusing all on covers and remixes, because I feel like every time we do a show together, we end up talking about covers that we like, covers that we don't like, and maybe what that reason is. And then I was also thinking about how the Brat remix album came out on Friday.
It did.
And I want an excuse to talk about it.
I'm going to let you talk about it because I'm going to be so real. I haven't heard it.
And you know what? That's okay. To each their own. Did you listen to the original one, or are you just not?
I have listened to the original one, and it's fantastic. It's great.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
It's so good.
Yeah. All right, so I think I want to start off with Linger. This is originally by the Cranberries, but we have a cover for you today. by Royal...
By the Australian men.
Yes, the Australian men. It was a Sirius XM session, and thankfully they put it up on Spotify. Love it when they do that. So this is Linger by Royal Otis.
Don't let it burn, don't let it fade. I'm sure I'm not being rude, but it's just your attitude, and it's tearing me apart, and it's ruining every day. Oh, I swore I would be true, and honey, so do you. So why were you holding her hand? Is it just the way we stand? Were you lying all the time? Was it just a game to you? But I'm in so deep. You know I'm such a fool for you. You got me wrapped around your finger. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? Nothing could go wrong, but I was wrong. I was wrong with you. If you could get by trying not to lie, well, things wouldn't be so confused, and I wouldn't feel so used. But you always really knew I just wanna be with you, and I'm in so deep. You know I'm such a fool for you. You got me wrapped around your finger. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? You know I'm such a fool for you. You got me wrapped around your finger. Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
All right, you guys, so that one was Linger, originally by the Cranberries, and that was a Royal Otis cover.
I love them. I love Royal Otis.
They're really fantastic.
They're really fantastic. They're so fun.
So up next, we have a song that's from a classic sort of, you know, cover session. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of great covers out of here. It's Triple J, Like a Virgin. I think it's an Australian radio station. Mm-hmm. And they have a bunch of artists on. They'll do like one song of theirs, and then they'll do a cover, sort of like Spotify sessions, if you are familiar with those. So I discovered this song during my freshman year. And if you're a longtime indie trash fan, you'll know that it used to be Gorp FM. So Sophia and I really loved this song. It's called Elephant. It is originally by Tame Impala. But we have a fun cover today by, drumroll please, The Wiggles.
Which is insane.
Crazy.
Right? Which is insane.
So you've never heard this cover
before. I've never heard this cover before.
How are you feeling? Are you excited?
When you first said it to me, when you were first like, I'm going to play Elephant, I was like, oh, the only song, I was like, you were like, I'm going to play Elephant by The Wiggles. And I was like, the only song I know called Elephant is the Tame Impala song.
Yeah.
And you just like kind of looked at me and nodded, and I'm ecstatic. I love Elephant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song that my roommate freshman year and I bonded over a lot, because he was like, this is cool, and he hadn't really liked a lot of my music before that.
Mm-hmm.
I love the song. It's been a favorite of mine for like so many years.
Yeah.
And God, do I love The Wiggles.
And you know what? You're really, if you love the Wiggles, you'll really like it because there is a, it's kind of like a mashup of two songs, if you will. Good. And I'm not going to reveal the second song, but we'll come back on air after. Okay. Here is Elephant by the Wiggles. Elephant / Fruit Salad by the Wiggles. All right, you guys. So, what'd you think of?
What the heck? I like truly like at a loss for words for what I just listened to because there were some parts that were like great, like fantastic, like. Yeah. And I think the first intro to Fruit Salad, where he just goes, like, fruit salad, like, really threw me off in, like, a fantastic way.
Yeah.
Because
it's so unexpected.
It's
and
so,
you're
unexpe-
like,
it's so unexpected. And I think, like, it's so disjointed that it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love it and I hate it and it deserves to be put on a pedestal. And
yeah.
That's... Yeah.
And that's what Freeform means to me.
That's what Freeform means.
Shout out Freeform Radio.
Shout out Freeform Radio. Thank you all for supporting Freeform Radio so that we can play Elephant X Fruit Salad by the Wiggles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, up next we're gonna do another Triple J like a version. This is a request from Gonzalo's sister Mila, and we have That Don't Impress Me Much by Haim. Mila and I are both really big Haim fans.
Yeah,
we both famously said that we'd be the fourth Haim member, so I think we might have to like fight it out for that. Like, I don't know. Like, get in the ring, figure it out, whatever. Here's, I don't know her well enough to be making that kind of joke.
This is totally fine. I think Mila will fight for that. I have a story to tell after this song plays about, you've reminded me of something.
Okay.
A story to tell for afterwards.
Cool. All right, so here's That Don't Impress Me Much by Haim.
I've known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being read down to an utter. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, you think you're special. Oh, you think you're something else.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve just in case, and all that extra whole gel in your hair out of locket, cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, you think you're special. Oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
Got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm on those long, cold and lonely nights. That don't impress me much. That don't impress me.
Loving you isn't the
All right, you guys.
Hi.
Welcome back.
So
that one was Go Your Own Way by the Cranberries. It's a bonus track off like a box set edition, but it's on Spotify. It really is. And then before that, we had that Don't Impress Me Much cover by Haim.
Both fantastic. I love them. I love them so much.
Really great songs.
Story time that you reminded me.
Yes, do tell.
So speaking of cage fights...
Speaking of cage fights,
we are deep in, again, this gets brought up every time, but AC and I are both on the rowing team. We're deep in season right now. And tradition normally states that, like, before a big race, you have dinner with your boat, mm-hmm. right? It's really nice. It's a great tradition. It's a lot of fun to just, like, kind of sit and hang out.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk race plan, you can talk race plan.
Do a little race talk.
Yeah. And then hang out. Hang out with your friends. Hang out with your teammates. Pre-Head of the Riverfront, which was not this weekend, but last weekend, Chris, my housemate, and also my pair partner,
you guys are pair partners?
Yeah, we're pair partners.
That's so
we're
lit.
Six, 5 and 6 feet.
Oh,
it's so fun.
Wait, who's 5, who's 6?
I'm 5. Even though I can do both, I row both sides.
He's bisexual.
I'm bisexual. So I'm 5, Chris is 6. We had our boat over for dinner. We went out to Bob's, which is a place nearby. They do like huge sandwiches. They're fantastic. Oh. Have you ever been to Bob's?
No.
You gotta go to Bob's. You gotta go to Bob's and get like a jumbo sandwich, and that is like maybe 2 or 3 meals. The sandwiches are so large, AC.
Beautiful.
Point is, we come back to our house, and as our pre-race like get hype, somebody puts on Street Beefs. And for the folks at home who don't know what Street Beefs is, Street Beefs is a YouTube channel that like sets up like cage matches in people's backyards. And it's kind of like MMA style. Like I don't know much about like the fighting world or like what differentiates what, but literally they just like set up hexagons in people's backyards and people fight, and sometimes it's to like resolve real beef and sometimes it's not, and I kid you not, we watched a full 40-minute highlight video of people just getting knocked out, and it is the most boy thing I've ever done.
That's so, wow.
It was so funny.
So did you guys, like, did that help, you know, inform your race plan?
It was
you
just
really,
pure energy.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then we went out real hard the first 2K and then lost it in the second 2K. And that kind of checks for Street Beast pre-race.
For the first race of the season,
anyways,
you know?
So for the fourth Heim Sister cage match.
Should we call it Street Beast?
Street Beast.
Should we hit him up?
Street Beast.
That would be
silly, goofy. Anyway, so that's my fighting story for the week.
Yeah,
I have one every week. Regular listeners of the show know.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, just to compare, at my boat dinner on Friday, we watched a video of City Island doing the head of the Charles course.
Oh, that's so fun!
Just like we sat and like watched them do it. Well, because also there were two freshmen in our eight, and neither of them had raced before.
Oh.
And our coxswain hadn't coxed it since her senior year of high school. But yeah.
Who's your coxswain?
Maddie.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was great. It was fun yesterday.
Yesterday was so fun. It was so pretty yesterday.
It was gorgeous. Context.
Context alert. Context time. Yay. It's time for context.
We need like a soundboard.
Context.
Yeah, so Head of the Charles is next weekend, which is, you know, a really big like rowing event in Boston, take over mm-hmm. the Charles River. And then the weekend before, there's something called Head of the Kevin, which is kind of like a prep for that. It's very, very low stakes, very chill
vibes.
It's super
low stakes.
And this is the first time that I've done it.
This is the first time I've done it also.
Did you guys, like, did the men's team do it last year?
Men's team did it last year, and it was a little silly. Only our 1 and 2V did it, and then only our 1 and 2V raced the Charles.
Yes.
Everybody else raced once, and the 1 and 2V raced three times.
Okay,
that was
cool.
Fun. That was super fun.
That was so fun.
But yeah, it's a great race. It is, like, ungodly early.
Yeah.
It's the earliest I've woken up for a race since, like, my sophomore year of high school.
Yeah. What time did you wake up?
I woke up at 4.
Me too.
Yeah.
And
it was... Granted, though, racing with the sunrise on the Charles.
Oh, it was really pretty.
Oh, it was so pretty. It was so pretty.
Yeah. I almost didn't put my sunglasses on when we turned. And then I saw, like, a little bit of the sunrise coming over the horizon. Mm. And I flipped them down. Like, it's going to get bad soon.
Did you guys race after us?
I think so. I think, like...
Yeah, because I raced no sunglasses. And I was, like, I just made it without being like blinded.
Yeah, because we like started probably around like 7:15. So you guys probably started like right at 7.
We started like right at 7. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, it went well. We were super fast. Everyone was super fast.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went and we built some docks so we could have another entry in the Charles, which is very exciting. Very, difficult on my body and mind mm-hmm. and soul.
Yes. My legs are tired.
Yeah. My everything is tired.
Yeah.
And then I took a long nap and then didn't do any homework.
No.
I watched the Texas game at my friend's house. Texas, probably? I don't know. Mm. I didn't stay. I was promised nachos, so that's why I went.
Oh, yeah. You go.
Yeah. Yeah, when nachos, I'm there. Yeah, then hung out with some friends.
Yay.
Wow.
Anyways, that's the end of context time. I kind of do want a soundboard now.
Yeah.
Time for context.
I want to be like, context.
Rowing talk.
Rowing. Yeah. So I did kind of want to talk a little bit about why we're doing this show. Because I feel like we both have very strong opinions on music in general and mm-hmm. on covers specifically. Yeah. So I sort of want to ask, like, for you, what makes a good cover?
Ooh, this is a good question.
Thank you.
For me, so the song that I sent you that got this kind of whole idea started, it's a song that you sent me called Cowboy Take Me Away. Now, you might have shown me on the show, actually. I don't know who sings the original one, nor do I know who sings the cover.
It's the Chicks, and then the cover is by Fire Swimmer.
Okay. The cover by Fire Swimmer was on my Discover Weekly this week. And I was like, and I sent it to AC, and I was like, hey, you show me this song, and this cover is crazy. And we'll play it.
Yeah,
soon.
We'll play it after this.
And it's just like a completely different take. And sometimes I really, for me, like a good cover is either you do something completely different with it, or and honestly, covers for me are more about like the energy and the vibe. And like,
yeah,
I like, for example, one cover that I like that most people I've heard mixed opinions on is the Flip Turn cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World, which we will also play later because I really like it. And most people are like, this is a mid cover. Like, it's not like it doesn't do anything particularly different. But for me, what I really like about covers is that it's just artists like bringing their own voice to things that are already like so familiar to everything.
Yeah.
To like songs that are already like so familiar to people. So the Flip Turn cover I really appreciate because it's like very Flip Turn, and I love Flip Turn. And it's fun to see it, to like hear songs like in different artists' voices. And then Cowboy Take Me Away on the flip side is something that does like takes a song that's like so like normal, and like the chicks like fantastic, great song. And the Fire Swimmer one is just so out there, and like
it feels very experimental.
It's very experimental, and I'm a choir kid. I'm a sucker for harmony, so that came on, and I was like, yes, yes. It was like very much like multiple voice harmony / like Bon Iver 22 a million.
Yeah.
Like really like,
oh, yeah.
Oh my god, I love I eat that up. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Long story short, those two ends of the spectrum make good covers for me. If you're not doing one of those two things, it's like,
what are we doing here?
What are we doing here? What about you? What makes a good cover for you?
Well, I kind of want to play your song, and then I want to talk about a cover that I really like.
Do
sort
it.
Of an example. Does
do
that
it.
Work?
Yeah, let's do All it.
All right. So here we have Cowboy Take Me Away, originally by The Chicks, and here we have it by Fire Swimmer.
I want to touch the earth. I want to break it in my hands. I want to grow something wild and unruly. I want to sleep on the hard ground in the comfort of your arms, on a pillow of blue bonnets, in a blanket made of stars. Oh, it sounds good to me. Yes, it sounds so good to me. Cowboy, take me away. For this girl as high as you can into the wild blue. Set me free, oh, I pray. Closer to heaven above and closer to you. Closer to you. Skip and not fall. I wanna look at the horizon and not see a building standing tall. I wanna be the only one for miles and miles, except for maybe you and your simple smile. Oh, it sounds good. Yes, it sounds so good to me. Cowboy, take me away. For this girl as high as you can into the water. Can you?
Every little part of my choir kid brain goes crazy when I hear that song.
Like, my brain is tingling right now. I also, like, it makes me want to play some Bon Iver coming up.
Oh, God, I love Bon Iver.
Yeah, maybe we'll transition into our, you know, remix interpolation part of the show. But that's for later. I also want to play Everybody Wants to Rule the World. But it is PSA time.
I have things to say to the people. A service announcement for the public, one could say. And look, space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for a third of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, definitely important.
I think that
is
the first time I've read a PSA without stumbling over a word.
That was honestly really impressive.
I like every single time I read a PSA, I think about that, and I think that's the first time.
Wow! Yes.
Oh, let's go! It's only taken me 6 semesters.
But yeah, definitely important as we get into the colder months to be thinking about that. All right, so now we have Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Flip Turn. This is Gonzo's other favorite cover.
Love this cover.
Let's find out why.
Down.
Wow, that was really cool. I like that one. It's I like so sort fun. Of like the rhythm change at the end.
I know. I love it. I think it's just so fun to like have. I don't know his name, the lead singer of Flip Turn, but yeah. The way he sings is so
Mr. Flip Turn,
John Flip Turn. The way he sings is like so different to the Tears for Fears version that it just changes enough for me yeah. for it to be like, this is cool.
Yeah. But I see what you mean. Like, it's not reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
But
it's not like crazy different.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. Unlike this next song I'm about to play. Oh, yeah.
Please.
Okay.
Also, shout out for our listeners. We know we've been yapping a lot today. special shout out to my sister Mila, who is a longtime fan, and Joni. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you guys after this song. Tell me about this song, Izzy.
Yeah. So this one, it's "Lovely Day" by Alt J. So originally, it's a Bill Withers song. I know God, it's Bill Withers. Yeah. It's one of my dad's favorites. So you know, I heard mm-hmm. it a lot growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard this cover for the first time, I was like, oh, this like very, very different. It mm-hmm. really takes like what Alt J does and distills it and then applies it to another song in a really just fantastic way. And it really, I don't know, kind of like the Cowboy Take Me Away yeah. just like tickles part of my brain. Yes.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yes.
I love songs that tickle the brain.
Yeah. That's all we do here. We just play songs that tickle our brains.
We just play songs that tickle our brains.
Yes.
That's all we can ask for. Songs that tickle our brains.
Yeah. That's all you need in this life.
It's just a song to tickle the brain.
All right. So here's Lovely Day, originally by Bill Withers, but here we have it by Alt J.
Impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's alright with me. Oh, just one look at you. Thank you.
welcome back.
That was awesome.
I'm glad
so cool.
You liked it.
That was so cool. It's just like Alt J. Like, if you had not told me that that was a cover, like, that's just an Alt J song.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
And that's really cool. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think your sister sent you the text about the...
About the how to make an Alt J song. Oh my
God. If you aren't familiar with that video...
Please go watch how to make an Alt J song on YouTube. And please let us know your thoughts. It's almost required watching.
It's in our syllabus. You really got to go do it. Oh my you'll God. Be quizzed at
we
the end of the month.
We teach an ex-college class. How to be an indie music snob with AC and Gonzo.
How to be a piece of indie trash.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
Yeah, so we're sort of, winding down towards the end of my hour, but don't worry, I will still be here with Gonzalo for Crayon a Crayon.
It's indie trash, but it's the same. Indie trash, but it's the same.
Yeah. And I want to end it with a song that I kind of forgot that this version existed. I'd watched a lot on YouTube, and then I told my sister that we were doing this show concept. She's like, oh, like, I have a playlist for you. You got to pull songs off this. It was like, wait, this version is on Spotify? So,
That's a fun
it's
find.
One of those. So here is While My Guitar Gently Weeps from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So originally by the Beatles, and now it's by so many people. It's a magical cover.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
And I
Wow.
So good. So I mean, like, what a song.
What a song. I feel like I come back from every song we play just being like, wow.
Wow. I mean, like, yeah. It's hard having such phenomenal taste.
Like, the burden I carry, just, like, no one else can understand
nobody
it.
Nobody gets the like intellectual cool levels I, yeah. of, like, how sick our music taste is.
Because we actually are the two smartest people in the mm-hmm, world.
Absolutely.
There have been tests and studies.
Mm-hmm. Specifically showing the two of us
yeah.
as the smartest people in the world.
Yeah. Like, with music, but also, like, with everything in mm-hmm. general. Yeah.
We have all the answers.
Yes. yes.
Advice show with AC and Gonzo.
Oh, wait, what'd you say?
Advice show with AC and Gonzo. Send in your questions. What do you want us to answer? Yes. We have all the answers.
All the answers.
That would be unhinged, and I love it.
That would turn bad quickly, I fear.
Yes, I fear that would turn poor quickly.
Because, guys, we're joking.
We're so funny.
Okay, for the next song, I was going between Can't Take My Eyes Off You cover by Miss Lauryn Hill versus the song that I'm actually going to play, but I decided against Miss Lauryn Hill because I play that song every week, actually.
Yeah.
So I decided to switch it up a little bit. This is not necessarily a cover, but it's a really just fantastic use of a sample that I love. I remember I played the song once actually during my high school radio show. I was there with like my best friend Annabelle. And I put it on, she heard it, and she's like, what did they do to Lou?